Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. But first of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote or not at all likely to vote.
Very likely.
And which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, or some other political party?
No party.
And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, white, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Caucasian.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
18 to 35.
And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
It just depends on which issue, I guess.
In general. Right direction or ground track?
What was it? Where did you say the second option was?
Ground track. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
I mean, I guess they're going in the right direction.
And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, or inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
Inflation.
Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for Democrat, probably vote for Democrat, definitely vote for Republican, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Probably Democrat.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know. You can indicate it as well. The first one is Vicky Lopez. Do you recognize the name?
I know the name, but I don't know enough about him.
But based on what you have seen or heard about Vicky Lopez, you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. The next one is Joe Carroyo.
I don't have an opinion.
Alfonso Alfi León.
No, I don't know that one.
Francis Suarez.
No, I don't know that one.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
No.
Carlos Jimenez?
No.
Daniela Levin Cava?
Yeah, I have a very favorable opinion.
Very favorable. Miguel Soliman?
No.
Joe Biden?
What are the options?
Very, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one is Fabian Dasavi.
No, I don't know who that is.
Eileen Higgins.
No, I don't know.
Maria Elvira Salazar.
No.
Joe Sanchez.
No.
And the last two, Rosie Cordero Stutz.
Nope.
And Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County. If the election If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know, you know, because I don't know those candidates. I have to read about them.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
I think that same thing is going to be true for everybody except the mayor. Because she's the only one that I know.
If you had to choose between those two candidates, who do you lean toward, Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
I can't answer. I don't know.
Okay. And the last one, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
Same thing.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be giving some statements about one candidate. In this case, we're talking about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one is, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or make no difference?
She lowered property tax?
She actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Probably makes me less likely to vote for her.
Okay, but somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
The next one, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefit to $130,000 per year. More likely, less likely, or make no difference?
I guess it is, I would need to know, like, what she's using that money for, you know? Like, so I don't think it would affect me right now.
But in this specific statement, after hearing that, that makes you more likely, or the statement makes no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay. The next one, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. After hearing that, more likely to support her, less likely, or make no difference?
I think the other part of that is that they added stops and they changed the bus routes like to try to make it better. So I don't think that would make a difference for me.
Okay.
Because I think that's like only one side of the story.
The last three. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Makes no difference. Much less likely to support her. Somewhat less, somewhat more, or more, much more.
What did you say she did? She did.
Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States.
Uh-huh.
After hearing that, much or less likely, somewhat less, somewhat more, or much more.
I thought you said that she made like a policy or something.
Oh, yeah. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed income.
I mean, that makes it less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Just somewhat, because I would have to review her policies, like, specifically.
And the last two, Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. After hearing that, more likely,
yeah,
less likely,
I mean,
or makes no difference?
Somewhat. Like, somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less. And the last one, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford, and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. After hearing that, more
likely... Like somewhat less likely. Okay. You work for her campaign?
No, this is an opportunity to see if you are supporting this candidate, even after hearing what the opponents say. But we're not affiliated at any political campaign. We're a private market research firm. But one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I mean, honestly, I don't know these candidates. I'm only knowing these things you're telling me, and they're very, like, one-sided. So it, even if you don't work for the campaign, it feels like you guys are pushing against this candidate, right? So I'd have to verify everything you say.
Okay.
So
just
I wouldn't
more,
know.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
I mean, my answers are not going to change from before. Okay. So you can just copy the same ones.
And the last one, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Miguel Soliman or Eileen Higgins?
Same answer I gave before.
Okay. And now the last two questions. Just before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I'm a doctor, so
okay.
Postgraduate.
And, okay, thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion
What's the name of the company you work for?
Opinion Research, that's the name of the company. We're
okay,
an independent research company. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye.